Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Joined now by one of their linebackers, made the Pro Bowl back in 2017, and that gentleman's name is Quan Alexander. Quan, Tiki, and Tierney, how you doing today, man?
Hey, man, how y'all doing, man?
We are good. First of all, I got to congratulate you on your LSU Tigers winning the national championship. I didn't see that one coming, but I know you guys are thrilled for that that result, because they were unstoppable last season.
Yes, sir, man. They went out there and did their job, man. They was out there being legendary. They went and handled the job, and they got their big boy trophies now.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was fun. They were a good team to watch and a fun team to watch, and a lot of those guys will be playing on Sundays, obviously, this coming year. First of all, how healthy are you? I know you had a pec injury week 9. Where are you at in your rehab? You feeling good and ready for the season, even though this offseason has been a little bit odd for everybody?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm legendary right now, man. I'm fully healthy now. I'm just ready to get it going now.
Yeah, so last season your success was obvious as a team. Get to the chance to Super Bowl, and you come up just a little bit short. And now, as BT mentions, your head coach is taking the stance that, and BT and I joked about this, it's because he just got a big contract. He could say whatever he wants, but that everybody's gunning for you guys. As a team that fell short, and it's not like you got beat bad in that game. In fact, you were winning for most of it. What's the mentality of this team, and how do you overcome that dreaded, what people say, that Super Bowl hangover for teams that lose?
We don't really worry about what everybody else has to say, man. We just going to stick together as a team, you know. When we get back out there, we're going to do the same thing we was doing last year. Just going to have to buckle down the small little things and get it back going and keep that same energy and that hunger, and we'll get back there.
Quan, what's the offseason been like? I mean, it's been all virtual, obviously, but what have you guys been able to accomplish?
Well, we was doing a little video, the virtual means, you know, we was getting a lot accomplished, you know. We just came off from the Super Bowl, so everything was still fresh for us. So we were just going over just little things we got to work on and where everybody got to get better at, and that was it. And then we just ready to get back playing, man, and get back started.
Are you worried about, like, because we know how football is. We know how football players are, at least I do. I played, BT obviously didn't. He played some baseball in college, but – like, to be around the guys is so important, right, to build chemistry. Right. You guys had a little bit of turnover, but not really that much. You know, when you think about this upcoming training camp, who knows when that's going to start, when it does start, what's it going to look like? You know, are you guys worried about that side of the game, like that physical connectivity side of the game, because you can't be around each other?
I don't think we that worried. We got a great legendary relationship with our players and our teammates. We all cool, and I feel like since last year, you know, we all came together as one last year. You know, I'm gonna bring the same thing over this year, and we all know each other. We already know how we play, and you know what we better at, and what certain players are better at. So we'll be okay.
So we're talking to Quan Alexander, and aside from the Niners having a terrific team. And a great history, and playmakers all over. I love your coordinator. Number one, we look alike. You know, we're both bald. He's probably got a little more muscle. He's jacked, so he's got more muscle than me. But that guy's an absolute nutball. Rob Saleh, what is he like, and when do you think he becomes a head coach? I love that guy.
Man, he's amazing. He's legendary, man. He comes in every day with the same energy. You know, he holds everybody accountable. Yeah, he makes sure everybody have energy, you know, doing meetings, work, practice. You know, it's the same thing every day, you know. And he'll be getting a head coaching job soon, man. I'm just happy to play for him.
Yeah. Is he – you see him during the game, but he's obviously very emotional, very intense, and I know the players love that. You react to that. But is he like that all the time, or does he kind of dial it down and then pick it back up on game day?
No, he like that every day. Like, when you come in, he set the tone, you know what I'm saying? Like, once you see your defensive coordinator with energy like that, you don't have no choice but to go out there and play with the same type of energy.
Yeah.
You know, and he know we're going to go out there and do it, and we go out there and have fun, and that's what he likes.
Yeah, you know, one of the things in BT, he's talking about him being legendary, and you saying the same thing, but, I mean, y'all's defense, I mean, it felt old school watching the San Francisco 49ers last year.
We're
going to run the ball down your throat, right? And if you can't stop us, we're going to keep doing it, right? We have no, we have no care if we throw for 100 yards or 300 yards, but it was led by your side of the ball, the defensive side of the ball. But when in the NFL, we all know, and it's a cliche and it's a stupid one, but people always, it's a quarterback-driven league. Are you guys confident that Jimmy, if it came down to it and you had to put up 30, and I know we did it one time against the Saints, but is Jimmy that guy who can just throw it on his back and get it done?
Man, Jimmy can get it done. Man, he's been doing well. He's been doing legendary. You know, he's been having a hell of a career right now. I don't see why nobody should have faith in him. I have all faith in him. And the whole team have faith in him. We got his back regardless of any situation. So, you know, we're gonna ride with him till the wheels fall off.
Yeah.
But it's a good question. I was going to say, Teek, it's a good – I was going to ask the question before you beat me to it. It's a fair question. And Teek and I are both Garoppolo fans.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, on the debate shows and even sometimes on this show, it'll just kind of infiltrate where certain guys get love no matter what. And I think some of the supporters kind of ignore the shortcomings. And other guys – they always get knocked no matter what.
He gets shaded too much.
So
man.
Does Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
These guys get shaded a little bit unnecessarily. And, I mean, he looks to me to be a really good athlete. He's, you know, for a quarterback. He seems to have good control of the huddle. Got a good enough arm. I mean, he's got a good presence. Like, what is his weakness? What do you think people don't believe in him with?
I don't know what they don't believe, but I believe that's all that matters. As long as we believe in him, we don't care about no outsiders. Like I said, we got his back regardless. It's a team game anyway, so everything just ain't going to be on him. It's going to be on everybody to get the job done and do what they're supposed to do, and that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, no, I think it is fair as well. You know, let's get serious for a second here, Kwan. We all know that there's a social justice reckoning happening in this country right now. San Francisco was the flashpoint 4 years ago. You were in Tampa then. But, you know, Colin Kaepernick knelt, and it changed the narrative around sports. Fast forward to what's going on now, it's really changing the narrative around sports. Have you guys talked about how you all are going to handle this once the season starts?
I guess when everybody come together, I guess we're gonna figure that out and make a plan about it. You know, it's been hard right now since everybody's away. So I guess when everybody gets together, I guess we're gonna figure all that out.
Yeah, is it as important to you guys as we make it seem like? We see a lot of athletes doing, you know, participating in protests and speaking out and having a voice. And you know, I'm old now. I'm not connected to the modern young athlete like you guys are. But is it really that important to you all that this moment be exercised and I guess critically taken advantage of as we like to make it seem?
Oh, yeah, it's very important, man. We just got to get everything under control, and once we do that, we'll be on top of everything.
You know, the interesting, too, and we're talking to Kwan Alexander, the Niners linebacker here, Teke and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Some head coaches have weighed in on this, and others haven't. The message is paramount, but do you need Shanahan to be in direct and exact alignment with what you guys do? Would it bother you if he doesn't?
Well, Shanahan's out. He's on our side. You already seen he hasn't put out what he has said. So we rock with Shanahan regardless, man. You know, we're gonna just keep rocking with him. He been doing his job. He stepped out and said we had to stay, and we rocking with him.
I got you. So, all right, so let's get you on the record because Shanny said that it's you. Who's the team to beat, man? Who's the team to beat? Come on.
We the team to beat. And I'm going to stand on that.
All right. Sounds
I like
confident.
It. I like it.
All right. Not overly bombastic. These are the guys you got to worry about, by the way, Teague. Like the low-key, mellow guys who are really confident. Those are the guys who are scary, right?
That's right. That's right.
You know from the locker room.
Trust me. Well, I know because I did a couple of your games down there. My brother always talks very highly about you, Quan. So,
nice.
Glad to see you're healthy, and hopefully you stay healthy for this upcoming season, and you guys get right back to where you guys were.
Yes, sir. We're working on it.
Well, certainly. Be good, Quan.
Good job, man.
And I appreciate that.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.